You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. Not featuring Dan.
Still not here.
I keep wanting to say it.
Oh, unfortunately.
It's fine.
Dan is still away doing things.
Dan is still doing whatever he does during Halloween.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, check out our social media. We have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube Shorts.
Yes. We also have a website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where you can join the membership or just kind of roam around and see what's going on.
Yeah. Buy some stuff. Look at whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch some movies. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. But if you're not a movie lover and you're a book lover, you can go check out Pixie Dust files.wordpress.com
also
to
true.
Check out some book recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just posted this morning.
Yeah. Which, we were recording this very early, so.
But it's Saturday, so I post every Saturday morning, so there's a post.
yeah. But just make sure you go check out all the stuff that's been up for like a month
for this one. Because we're in October right now, so October, I am actually finishing the Haunted Mansion files. The Haunted Mansion something that I didn't finish last year. So I'm finishing those, and those are going to be on the website. And then I found this cute little children's book at our bookstore about the Raven from Haunted Mansion. And I read it at work, and I did a review on it, so that'll go up next month in October as well.
Cute. Sounds cute. The Raven. Hmm. That's different. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. I like it.
Very exciting.
But so, anyways, we are in October.
Yes.
And we are talking Agatha all along.
Yes.
All month.
Yes. The entire month. Yes. This is all we are discussing this month. Yes. Because...
There's a lot to kind of discuss. It is, each episode is practically like a scary mini movie.
Yes, even though they're short, like, I mean, it's like 6 minutes
longest
of credits.
Is like 41?
But it's not even, because it's literally like 6 minutes of credits, I think, every episode. So, I was just like, I feel slightly cheated. Marvel, but
Marvel does that with all their TV shows. They have like 6 to 10 minutes of credits, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
It's a TV show. It's not a movie.
Yeah, but apparently it takes a lot of effort to make these, because, like you said, they're kind of like mini movies almost with the production.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I think somebody is mowing their lawn nearby, and it's like very loud in my headphones, and it keeps distracting me. So I'm trying to ignore it, but I'm just like, why is that so loud outside? All right. Anyways, back to Agatha. So today we're going to talk about the first two episodes, episode 1 and 2. And I'm also just going to do some background on the show, because this seems like the most appropriate time to do it. So, yeah. So if you haven't...
I read through the mini tiles and I was cracking up.
I had to include it because when I started getting into it, I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
I didn't know half of these.
No, it's insane. Yeah. So if you haven't watched Agatha, could you please just go watch Agatha and then come back to this? Because we are definitely going to be doing all the spoilers. So and it's been out
spoilers,
a year.
Spoilers.
So, yeah. You have plenty of time to watch it. Please just go watch it before you listen to this episode. But basically, Agatha All Along is an American web television series based on the Marvel Comics supervillain of the same name. And the series is a spinoff and sequel to WandaVision. So, probably a good idea to see the WandaVision first. Although, like, I don't feel like you have to, but it would be nice to know the story. So this, as we were talking about a second ago, it had many... This had many, many, many titles before settling on this one. Mm-hmm. So, on November 12th, 2021, during Disney Plus Day, it was announced that an Agatha Harkness series titled Agatha House of Harkness was in development. On July 23rd, 2022, at San Diego Comic-Con, Kevin Feige announced the series would premiere in the winter of 23. It didn't. Spoiler. It didn't show up then. And it had been retitled to Agatha, Coven of Chaos. And then on September 6, 2022, they said the working title was My Pretty. That doesn't really count because, I mean, that's just a working title. So we're not going to really judge that one. But on September 1st, 2023, The Hollywood Reporter said the series had been retitled to Agatha Darkhold Diaries and that it would premiere in the fall of 24. And then on March 11th, 24, they said that they retitled it from the Agatha Darkhold Diaries to just Agatha. And then on May 13th, 2024, it had been retitled to Agatha, the Lying Witch with Great Wardrobe, which is stupid. I'm sorry. Out of all these names, I don't understand this one. It's dumb.
That sounds the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Like, it has that flow.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah, I'm 100% sure that's what they're doing, but it was stupid. So, yes. The next day, the very next day, this was a one-day title, apparently. The next day, it was revealed that it had been retitled to Agatha All Along. And that is where we stayed with the title. So, yeah.
Part of me thinks they knew they wanted to do Agatha All Along and they're just messing with us. Because it's Marvel.
It seems bizarre to me that we would do this.
They have never done this with any other show or any other movie.
It was a lot. I don't understand it, but, you know. Anyway, so that's where we landed. And the show did finally premiere on September 18th, 24, and it concluded on October 30th. So right before Halloween last year, it all came out. So... Basically, the premise of the show is that the infamous Agatha Harkness finds herself down and out of power after a suspicious goth teen, very wink wink, he's very important, helps her break free from a distorted spell from Wanda. Again, that's important. Her interest is piqued. When he begs her to take him on the legendary Witch's Road, a magical gauntlet of trials that, if survived, rewards the witch with what they're missing. And together, Agatha and this mysterious teen pull together a desperate coven and set off down the road. Which is a tie into the song again. Witch's Road. Yes, which is a very catchy song and it will stick in your head once you hear it. The creator and showrunner is Jack Schaefer, and she is also the creator and head writer of WandaVision. So, again, all the tie-ins that we have. Yeah. She co-wrote this. She has a lot of Marvel stuff. We'll start there. So she co-wrote the story of Black Widow, Mm-hmm. She wrote the song, Sokovian Lullaby. Sokovian, I think.
That sounds right. Well,
sure. Okay. For WandaVision. And she made uncredited contributions to Captain Marvel, to that script. Mm. And she directed a couple episodes of this show. So Seekest Thou Road, Circle Sown with Fate, Unlock Thy Hidden Gate, and Death's Hand in Mine. And she co-wrote the episodes Maiden Mother Crone. No, one episode, sorry. Maiden Mother Crone with Cameron Squires. This is a busy lady.
I don't know who Cameron Squires is.
I don't know, but Cameron also wrote that episode with her. So. I have no idea. I don't know. I just included the stuff about this particular person, about Jack Schaefer, because she is a very busy lady. And I think she's very integral, obviously, to getting us women-led stories in the Marvel universe. So she's cool in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Cameron Squires obviously also worked on this.
She wrote The Acolyte.
Oh, really? Oh, so she does other things besides Marvel.
Cameron's a boy.
Oh, he does other things. Sorry, Cameron. I know literally nothing about you, friend. So, yeah.
Yeah, his big three is Final Space, WandaVision, and The Acolyte.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Yep. So that's what else Cameron's done. Fun fact. Okay. So for Agatha, our starring main cast, obviously Catherine Hahn is Agatha Harkness. Yes, she is the best.
Love her.
She's greatest. We adore her. Joe Locke is William Kaplan. Are we going to do spoilers this early for the big twist? Or are we going to wait?
Let's wait. Okay. Well, you just did a spoiler right now because we're not supposed to know his name yet in episode one.
Well, we know
he's goth teen.
He's the teen, yeah. But I don't think William Kaplan is like a big spoiler. Okay. So, yeah, because you know. But yes, technically, at this point in the show, he is the goth teen because she can't call him boy because he's very upset when she says boy and he's just like a teenager. So, thus he is the teen. Yeah, but yeah, we don't know anything about him. At this point in the first couple episodes, Sashir Zamata will be Jennifer Kale. Ali An as Alice Wu Gulver. She's great too. I honestly love like everybody her. In this is great. I mean, I just.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. I love them all. Evan Peters makes a brief appearance as Ralph. Maria Dizia is Rebecca Kaplan. Paul Adelstein is Jeff Kaplan. They will come in later as William's parents. I don't think that's a big spoiler. They'll be there. Miles Gutierrez Riley is Eddie. And I'm not going to do it because I don't want to insult you. There is a group of witches, the Salem Seven, who are very significant to Agatha. She is the leader. She plays Vertigo, who is the head of the Salem Seven.
They could have done so much more with the Salem Seven. I'm not going to lie.
I wish we got more Salem Seven. I really do. Yeah, we got like little bits of them, but yeah, I wouldn't have been mad if we had more Salem Seven.
Yeah, I have thoughts about that when we get to a specific episode.
Okay,
I was a little disappointed.
We'll save it. I might know what you're talking about then when you use the word disappointed. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Deborah Jo Rupp is back as Sharon Davis.
As soon as she came on, I'm like, Mrs. Foreman!
I mean, I expected her to like be maybe in like the first episode, right? Just like Emma Caulfield's only in the first episode. And then she stuck around for a little bit. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Patty LuPone is Lilia. And Aubrey Plaza is Rio. And I won't share the rest about this character because we will get there.
Dear Lord, her character.
Reoccurring cast. David Payton is John Collins. He's the neighbor. And I just want to shout him out because he's just so funny when he's dealing with Agatha, he's like, bro, this is too much for me. Yeah, He's a very funny, it was a very funny character. Yeah, so he gets a shout out. And then the rest of the Salem Seven, we have Chow. Ooh, geez Louise.
Chow.
Yeah. Coyote. Chow. Bethany Curry Crow. Athena Parimple is Fox. Alicia Vela Bailey Owl. Britta Grant Rat. And Marina Mazpa, I don't know, as Snake. So there we go. Those are all.
And these are the creatures they turn into. We don't know if these are their names. We just know these.
This is what they're referred to. The creatures
they can turn into.
Yeah. When I pulled up the wiki and copied this, this was what they were referred to. So yeah. For the rest of this, I used, because we like to be transparent. That's the word I want to use. I used Google Gemini. I said, could you please tell me about the episodes? To be fair, I didn't find really like trivia, which I was just like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
And the descriptions that I found, like, they were stupid. They were either way, 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 way too long. Like, I'm not reading the entire episode to you scene by scene. Or it was like two sentences. And I'm just like, none of this is this working is for me. This is
why I use ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It gives me nice sizes. Yeah, and it gives me the sources it pulls it from.
Yes. Gemini did the same thing. It said, you know, here are my linked sources down at the bottom. And I was like, well, that is very kind of you, Google Gemini. But I was like, I'm going to try Gemini out because I don't use it a lot and I have it on my phone. So I was like, let's see what you bring me. So we'll see. Plus ChatGPT keeps telling me, you know, like I have to pay for it after a while. And I'm just like, well, not going to do that. So we want Gemini. Yeah,
I have 4 ChatGPT accounts of different, because I have so many.
That's how you do it. I was just like, Ashley herself is a witch, because how does she get ChatGPT to do all these things for her? Now we know that she knew
what. Because Ashley. So, my work email does my work stuff. I have, because I have a Pixie Dust Twins Gmail for the Pixie files. Mm-hmm. So that one has a ChatGPT. Okay. My original, like, a Krager back in the day, my By Ashley Date, like, any Gmail account that I have, I made a ChatGPT account so I that could
explains it.
Just switch
okay.
to different things.
That explains
it, though. I thought about paying for it, I'm not going to lie, because I use it a lot for work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my thing is, I'm like, hey, I got through school. I know how to write. I have degrees. I just am lazy right now, or I have too much to do, and this is quicker.
Yes.
Like, I justify it.
Yes. And I don't know if Gemini has a limit. I have not hit a limit yet with it, because
do you guys pay for, like, Google One or anything like that?
You have Google One, because that's how I have all this crap stored on my Google Drive. So
that's probably
yeah
you it's integrated. I was just looking into this last night. Google One, when you pay for Google One, depending on your package, it comes with more sophisticated Gemini.
I should probably know these things, but I don't know. It just was on my phone, and I was like, I'm going to try it and see.
I was doing some business research. I'll tell you about that later.
Okay. I'm very
interested. That's not an on-screen thing.
Yeah. No, I'm very interested, but yeah. Okay. But yeah.
Let's talk episode one.
I'm excited to see what we've got here. I did read it, so I'm hoping it's good. Like, I skimmed it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, so didn't read any of mine, so it will be fun when we get to my episode. Yeah.
I don't want to pretend I, like, read it. I just skimmed it. So, episode one, Seekest Thou Road. So, the episode picks up 3 years after the events of WandaVision, with Agatha Harkness still trapped in Westview under the spell that was cast by the Scarlet Witch.
So confused when it started.
I loved it. Now,
it was great, but I was so confused because I thought it was broken.
Yeah. I mean, when it did start and we did the intro and it was the cop, like, so we had the Witch's Road song, but it was like that gritty, you know, like you'd seen a cop. I was like, this is great. But also in my head, I was like, I hope we don't stay here too long, because I really just want to get into her just being herself again. So I thought this was the right amount of seeing where we were at and how we get to where we want to be, you know.
Because how she came out of it and her interactions with them after the spell is broken, hilarious.
It was great. Like, I was so well done. Agatha is no longer the sitcom character Agnes. Instead, She is living out a new illusion as a gritty police detective in a dark crime show. The show is titled Agnes of Westview and is hilariously described as being based on the Danish series, and I don't even know how to say this, Wanda's Vision, I guess. It's like spelled kind of the same as Wanda's Vision, but it's Danish.
It's Danish. It's the yeah. Danish way to say vision.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the best part is like, so everything she's kind of doing is just here. I mean, it's not real. So the way she's interacting with people and stuff, and like,
they're just going along with it.
They just accept it. Right, exactly. Because they're all just glad that they're not under a spell anymore from Wanda. You know, they all remember it and they're just glad and no one wants to talk about Wanda, all that. But here we have a character who's still under the spell and is doing these bizarre things. But
Good job, Wanda. Good job.
You did a great job because literally only her. It's only her. She's the only one affected. When we open with this, Detective Agnes is investigating the death of a mysterious woman, and her reality begins to unravel with the arrival of two new characters, an FBI agent named Rio, with whom Agnes feels she has a history, and a strange teenage boy who breaks into her house. And the boy is looking for the road, and Rio pushes Agnes to confront her distorted reality. And I did really like the intro of Rio, because just like this says, right, like she comes in and automatically Agnes is just like hates her. Just you could feel it coming off of her that she just cannot stand this person that is supposedly implied. It's like a new person, right? And it's implied she hates her because she's from the FBI. Much more to it.
Which is normal when you watch a gritty police local show. Usually they hate the FBI because the FBI comes in and takes it over.
Which is fair. Yeah. I mean,
it's a normal trope.
She fed her into it. But I do like we automatically start really with Rio getting a little glimpse, right? Because Rio's like, so you don't remember why you hate me? And, you know, Agnes is implying because it's, you know, she's in the FBI. And then Rio's like, all right, then we'll just go with it. You want to talk about the case? Okay. We'll talk about the case. Sure. So eventually Agatha's memories come flooding back and she remembers who she was or is. Sorry. She realizes her powers are gone and that Rio is a witch with a personal vendetta against her. And Agatha convinces Rio to let her live, promising a future rematch when she has regained her powers. And Rio warns her that the Salem Seven are coming for her. So we kind of set up a lot in the very beginning.
Which, as we watch the show, I'm not going to spoil anything until we get to those episodes. But as we watch the show, I'm like, I don't understand why Rio's mad at her and has an embedded vendetta against her when Agatha is really the one who should be wanting to kill her.
Yes. I guess we'll dissect that, yes, because I don't want to.
Okay.
Right. We don't want to get into it now, but yes, we.
It was just a confusion of mine. Like, even at the beginning, I'm like, why are you, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Give me some reasons.
Yeah. No, I get it. We'll have to, okay. We'll keep that in the back of the brain.
Back of our minds.
Yeah. So, Agatha needs to regain her magical abilities, so she sets out on a quest to walk the witch's road. All of this, okay, I'm just going to say, because again, we don't want to do too, like, spoilers and stuff, but I watched the whole thing like 2 weeks ago, and then for preparing for today, I went ahead, because they're short, I rewatched the first six, because that's all we're recording in this session, but it's so interesting. It's interesting to rewatch it knowing what you know at the end, right? Because it all, like,
to me, it
pieces together even better. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So Agatha, to walk the road, she needs to assemble a coven of witches. And the episode ends with Agatha and the teen boy. We won't get into that. And
who's William?
A new group of witches. And a new group of witches, including Deborah. Mrs. Hart, I'm so sorry. Deborah Jo Roop's returning character, Mrs. Hart, and I'm sorry because she spends the whole time correcting them that her name is Sharon Davis, and Agatha refuses to grasp this concept that is not her name. So I guess we will interchangeably.
Agatha don't care.
She doesn't. No, we know how Agatha is. We will interchangeably, I guess, refer to her as Mrs. Hart and Sharon Davis, which is what she keeps insisting to please call her as Sharon Davis. She gets brought in as the quote-unquote Green Witch to help open the Witch's Road, and they narrowly escape the Salem Seven and enter the magical realm of the Witch's Road, which this will... We'll come back to all of this later in a later episode.
Yeah, we got to talk about that scene later.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, there's things I want to say, but not right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about it right now. We're going to hold it. So the teen. I liked him when he was introduced automatically, because automatically he's just like, I know who you are, right? You know, I was kind of like, what's your deal? Why is he here? I was very interested, I would say. What his point was, like, who are you really, right? That's what I was thinking. What did you think about him?
He confused me. Like him breaking into this woman's house, it just was like this anomaly of like, who are you? How do you know how to break her out of the spell? How do you know all of these things? I don't get it. And the way she kept looking at him was like, really, like, I really should have figured out who he was in the first episode.
I know, right?
I just wasn't paying attention. And especially when the Witch's Road opened up, because if that dragged on any longer, I probably would have figured out like the twist ending that we have at the end of the season. But I didn't, because it was like the Salem Seven was distracting me. Because Pixie Dusters, you know, I don't do scary. I don't do horror. It's not my thing.
They were very creepy.
These witches, holy crap! Like,
oh my gosh, it was great.
The first time they showed up, I'm like, oh dear Lord, I'm so glad I'm watching this middle of the day with the sun shining, or I'd be having nightmares tonight. Like, I watched a Disney movie after I watched the season because I was freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart was going like this. So they did a very good job of like putting in the Easter eggs, but then distracting me so I couldn't get them.
Yes.
Darn you, Marvel.
Yes, I think it was well written. Well, I'm sure people picked up on it. We are not those people. So yes. It was not us. But yeah, I thought it was well done. I agree with you. The little things that, again, when I went back and rewatched it, I was like, oh, okay. I see it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Now especially her face when the road comes up. I'm like, okay, I should have seen that.
You know, when I did originally watch it, I was like, why does she seem confused? And then I'm like, well, maybe.
I noticed that confusion.
Yeah. And in my mind, I thought it was because she had brought Sharon in, and Sharon's not a witch, right? So I'm like, well, she must have been
same!
Like.
Same!
There wasn't a coven, right? There wasn't a true coven, so how could they open this? Almost.
That was my thought. I thought Sharon ruined it.
Yeah, because I'm like, she's not a witch. And then I was like, oh, I guess it didn't matter. Yeah, there was more to it than that.
Did it matter?
Yeah, just.
Oh.
We tried. Yeah. You know?
It was a great opener episode.
Very well done. It made me want to keep watching. So I think it was a good first episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to see
The Witch's Road. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the road. Let's go.
Yeah, very quickly. And I'm glad that was not like, it didn't take them like 5 episodes to get to the Witch's Road. Like, it was like, yep, boom, we're going at the end of the episode. Let's move. Here we go.
Yeah.
You know, I liked that. And I liked the whole bit where she had to go collect all the witches, you know, reluctantly.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. Like, Lilia and how she's just like, I'm never going with you. And then she has her little thing that happens, the trance, whatever it is. And she writes it down. And then they're like, huh, you're on here. Yes, you're coming.
You know who she reminded me of? Like, throughout the whole series with her, like, random, like, weirdness? Professor Trelawney from Harry Potter.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I do think Lilia had it more together than Trelawney.
She did.
But she was very, very much like Trelawney, yes. Which?
Yeah, like when she all of a sudden like went into a trance, I'm like, are we Professor Trelawney? What's going on?
I mean, they do similar things, right? So, similar they witches, do. Technically. So, I could see it. Got that tie-in right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about the first episode?
No, I mean, there's not really much to say unless we want to ruin, like, the next couple episodes.
Which we're trying not to do.
Let's move. Yeah.
All right.
We're trying to ruin them as we hit them and not beforehand.
Which is hard. Once you know what happens, it's, like, hard to talk about the first one and be like, oh, by the way. You know?
I know. If you go back and listen to, like, our Buffy episodes or our Angel episodes, it's like we ruined the ending in, like, the first episode.
There was no way, though. Like, I feel like we really could not with that. At least this one we can, you know, this is newer to us, so we can try a little harder to not, not just
I've only seen this one time through. I just watched it, what was it, 2 weeks ago? When did I text you? Last weekend? I don't know.
I don't even think it was 2 weeks ago.
It was last weekend.
You watched it after I did, So, I watched it. Yeah, we watched it pretty much right away, so. Okay, so episode two. Circle sewn with fate. Unlock the hidden gate. Very long episode title, but I like it. I like it. So,
I think it's the lyrics from the song.
Yeah. There are, I think the rest of the show are lyrics. I think the titles are lyrics from
that. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe, if I'm remembering right. So, which is fun.
I need to get the song on my, like, my playlist.
I know. I was thinking I need to add it because I just love it. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for this one, with old foes in hot pursuit, Agatha and the team gather a desperate coven to walk the road. So the second episode picks up right where the premiere left off. So with her powers gone and the Salem Seven on her trail, Agatha Harkness must assemble the coven, and she's that's basically telling me the first episode. Google Gemini. I said the second episode. I didn't need you to recap the first one. I think it thought I didn't know what happened in the first episode. Okay. So let's scroll down. So I guess we didn't really talk about the new Coven edition, so we can do that now. So Lilia, she's a divination witch who can see the future and the past. And Agatha, when she does meet her, she tests her abilities by pretending to be a Southern woman. But Lilia's like, you're really? Agatha Harkness. I know who you are. I'm not joining you. So she knew exactly who she was. Jennifer Kale is the potions expert. And Agatha is kind of like, about her. But the teen loves her. So she joins the coven. Yeah. And then Alice.
She's a social media witch.
I know. She's so pretty. And I just loved her. Like, whole aesthetic. I really did like her as a character.
I know.
And then Alice Wu Gulliver is a protection witch. And Agatha had convinced her to join because she said there may be answers about her mother's death. So she's a blood witch because her mother was a witch. But her mother, unfortunately, had died already. And so there's a little bit.
At this point, we don't know how. We have some speculation, but we don't know
exactly
specifics.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And which, then that was a twist, too. Darn Marvel.
There's like a billion twists in this thing.
I'm going to say this right now. This is probably my absolute favorite Marvel TV show ever. Honestly, this beats out a lot of the movies for me.
It's
like,
so
this was so well written that this person who is just done with Marvel was like, I'm going to binge this in a day.
Yes.
And I never binge Marvel in a day. I barely watch Marvel.
Yes.
The writing was phenomenal. And now I understand why, because some of my Star Wars writers were in here. And it just makes sense.
So I agree with you. I think this is the best. I mean, I really enjoyed this. I could watch this over and over again and still enjoy it, honestly.
In the middle of the day with the sunlight out, yes.
Well, I mean, obviously for me, it doesn't matter. I
know, but for me.
So, I feel like Google did not tell me about the second episode. Because this is, like, going on and on about the witches and stuff. They open the gate.
It is.
And then they tell us about Billy. No, sorry, teen.
And serve another witch's magic. I mean, the second episode, I can just... We can just kind of talk about the second episode.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the second episode? Did we have a trial, the first trial?
That's what I'm trying to...
Is that the house trial?
That had to have been the second episode, right?
Where's the third?
Where's my third episode? Hold on. Where's
your third?
That's the first
trial. No, first test is the third episode.
So what happened? Hold on. I'm just going to pull up an actual... I'm getting myself confused. So we're gonna start here because it may have been that in the episode one, maybe it combined some stuff that happened in episode two. Because you know what I think happens? Episode one ends with her finding the teen in the closet. And then
episode two is getting all of the people.
Yes. So, Gemini, bad. You got me confused. So this is correct when it's talking about episode two, because this is when she collects the coven. So episode one, it kind of gave me a summary of like a bunch of stuff that happens in episode two. Okay. So that's why I'm getting confused, because I'm like, I don't think the first trial is till the third episode. So, okay.
So we already spoiled the end of the second episode because we talked about the gate opening.
Anyway, so apparently we just combined everything, and I'm sorry we got confused.
Yes,
so,
we did.
Yeah, so episode one ends with the spell being broken, and Agatha is back, and she finds the teen just chilling in her closet when we think he was, like, put in, like, jail. He was not at the precinct.
No.
That was not a thing. So...
No.
Yeah. So then that's when she starts talking to the teen, and he's like, oh, I want to go on the witch's road. And then we see, like, she can't know his name, because whenever he says it, it does this, like, little thingy on
there. Sigil.
Yeah. Which they tell us in the third episode, because I think that's when all the other witches are like, what's this kid's
name? Who is this person?
Yeah. And they realize he has a sigil because he can't say anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what happened. So this is when we go collect everybody. And then when she's looking at the card that Lilia gives her with the names of the coven that she's going to put together, there's no name for the last witch. It's a heart that's on there. And Agatha won't acknowledge who that is. So when they're going to open the road, everyone's like, yo, where's the green witch? And she's like, oh, yeah, I got it. And then she just includes poor Sharon Davis. That's how Sharon gets drug into it. And she has no idea what's happening while they're singing the song to open the
path. It's so funny, like, seeing her go along with it.
It's she's kind of jamming out, which I would be too. But she's just like, I don't know what's happening. But she's basically picked because she gardens. So I guess to Agatha, she's like, yeah, she counts. She's a green witch because she does stuff in her garden. So, yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But at this point, yeah, we don't really know anything about anybody. So we know the very basics of these witches.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know details. We know that, like, the protection witch, she can't hold a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the divination witch, we really don't know really anything about her. But we do know that the potions witch... She's facing some lawsuits.
Yeah.
And some issues there.
Yeah, it's interesting the way they kind of manipulate everybody. So with Lilia, she's just like, you know, I saw this on your door, which is like an eviction notice, basically. And she's just like,
That's right.
You know, what else are you going to do? And then, like you said, the teen shows the lawsuits on his phone. He's like, you seem to have some problems, you know, with the law. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alice really just like to...
I think she's the mother.
Not to spoil anything, but it's like, it makes me wonder why she still went, because she already knew what happened with her mom.
Yeah. I mean,
if we want to speculate that later, but...
I mean, I think without really spoiling it, I do think she holds, like, guilt or something, maybe towards...
Possibly.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe she just wants to get rid of the generational curse.
Yeah. That's my other thought, is it was more related to the...
That episode was creepy.
I don't know. Well, there's a lot of creepy things, and I did try and warn you that
you did, and I knew what was coming.
A lot of
I was playing Dreamlight Valley, Disney Dreamlight Valley, while I was watching it, so I had something like happy in front of me.
I was trying to make a mental note, and I'm like, well, a lot of Rio stuff is like. Okay.
Well, the one episode you really warned me about, I didn't think was that scary.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure how you feel about the, and this is will be down the line, the Ouija board episode, just because of some of the stuff that happened.
Honey, we watched The Craft when you and I were in high school. That was worse.
But I didn't know if it would bother you, so that's why I'm like, that episode.
How many of those weird movies did Aubrey have us specifically me watch?
It's Aubrey.
Yeah, I hope she's doing well. Haven't thought about her in a while.
No, but she definitely was. It would influence this. She probably
would love this show.
Yes. Yeah.
High school, at least high school Aubrey. I don't know what she's like now, but high school Aubrey would love this show.
Yeah, this is be right up her alley. So hopefully she checked it out if she hasn't seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Okay, so key revelations. We already talked about some of this. So, well, we know that the teen is a big fan of Agatha all the way back to her Salem days. And then, of course, he can't really share any information about himself to her. And then...
he tries.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they have that whole scene in the car where he's just talking and she's like...
I love her facial expressions.
So funny.
She's fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm just like, he doesn't see her clearly not hearing anything he's saying. Like, she doesn't even look like she's listening.
No, because he's an oblivious teen.
Blah, 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 blah. And I do like, too, how at one point he's like, oh, can you write that down in my spell book? And he's like, there's a pen in the glove compartment. She's like, there's a pen. She pulls it out and then she throws it out the window. I'm just like, Agatha, it's so rude.
Well,
it's so funny.
It's Agatha.
It's so funny, though. I loved it.
Oh, gosh.
And then Agatha also reveals that she can absorb another witch's power if she's attacked by them, which is a key detail for later down the line.
Yeah, I should have saw that one.
Yeah.
Again, I did not pay attention enough to put the pieces together. I'm mad at myself because I tend to put pieces together. Like, one of the books I read, the third book, Accomplice to the Villain, as soon as I read the prophecy, I'm like, this is what's happening. Oh. And it took them the rest of, like, three-fourths of the book to, like, figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's not that hard, people. Read.
Yeah. I didn't get it either. Sorry. I didn't get it either.
It just frustrates me that I'm frustrated at myself.
I mean, especially, like we said, like, when I went back to rewatch it, I'm like, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Should have done that. Yeah. Yeah. So, anything else, I guess? I don't know if I skipped any.
I mean, it's going to test their abilities, and the Witch's Road is supposed to test their abilities, so we're going to have some trials coming up, which are interesting. So that'll... We'll start that next episode when we talk episode 3 and 4.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get into the trials, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you haven't checked out Agatha and you listened to all the somewhat spoilers, because there wasn't really much spoilers because it's only the first two episodes.
Right.
I suggest go watching it now so nothing else is spoiled later.
Yes, because we will be
big time
spoilers coming up soon.
Yes.
The more we get into this.
Mm-hmm. Please go watch.
Yeah.
And I hope that all of you are having a fantastic fall with all your fall decorations. And any of you who are going to Disney for Disney fall, I'm jealous, but I still love you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you're going to the Mickey party, I hope you have a blast. It's always a good time. Have lots of fun.
Both villains have taken over.
Yes. If you like the spookier stuff, have fun at the Horror Nights or Hollow Scream. Highly recommended.
Did you hear about what happened at Epic?
So that was not a great story to come out. And it's still unclear what happened to that poor man.
But did you see that he had pre-existing things? Like, that's his... in my opinion, I'm like, why'd you go on the roller coaster?
It seems like that is the issue. at hand as far as the recent death. Now, I'm assuming at this point, when this episode comes out, there was more info available as of today.
Yes.
There's really nothing.
There's not.
No. But based on the way they're describing what caused the death, I'm like, it had to have been related to him already, whatever.
His pre-existing things, yeah. And he did not take it as lightly as he should have.
Yeah.
Or as seriously as he should have.
Seriously, yes. Mm-hmm. Very sad still, but...
It is. Very, very sad.
I mean, it's still... When things came out, like, same thing at Disney, you know, and sometimes people don't know, and unfortunately you find out after you go on a extreme ride of some sort. So, yeah. Yeah.
So be careful.
Yeah.
Read the warning labels. If you know something's going on with you, don't risk it.
Please don't. Yes. Use caution this Halloween season and all year when you're going to things.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially spooky things. If you're like me and you can't take spooky things, don't let anybody talk you into it. Might give you a heart attack of fear. It can happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, if you have some sort of medical condition that you don't know about, this could definitely trigger it. Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See.
Yikes. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, I guess we'll...
But on that note, we're going to... Sorry, I had to bring it up. I was like, did you hear what happened?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But we are going to continue with episodes 3 and 4, and hopefully Jem and I didn't screw these up. We get over to that episode.
Yes.
So... Have a happy Halloween.
Yes.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. This show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.